Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday and where the hell we are today?
Well, it seemed like it was a bunch of poetic nothingness because we talked about the same things for like 15 sentences and it ended up being one thing,
yeah.
Which I have a little bit of trouble recalling exactly what it was.
It was just more of the same, but pretty.
God's going to kill people.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like them for doing things.
Yeah.
And we're going to... You should stop doing those things.
Also, obey the Sabbath, stupids.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they went on for like
the whole
third of the chapter was about obeying the Sabbath.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
And he was basically like, if y'all would just do that, then everything else might be forgiven.
Right.
And it
was
like, what?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, that's all you had to, like in that chapter. According to that chapter, that's all you had to do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Isaiah. No, shit.
Oh, damn. Somebody's filling in their bingo board.
For those of you who don't join us live on Discord, we are doing our live Discord tonight, and we now have a bingo board. So just, you know, if you needed another reason to join us,
yes,
that's the reason.
Discord Tuesdays totally at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right, yeah. So that was Jeremiah chapter 17.
Sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into...
Jeremiah chapter 18.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, we are going to jump into Jeremiah, not Isaiah, chapter 18.
That is correct, yes.
Yes, and we're going to learn about some clay.
Clay, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. You know,
the potter. Yeah, right.
Your dad was dating a potter.
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have some nice pottery from her.
So I guess a potter is still a thing.
Yeah. And there's this, if you guys are ever in Yellow Springs, which is like in Ohio, it's a liberal bastion in Ohio.
An oasis of blue, if you will.
You guys should totally stop by Yellow Springs and see all the artisan things there. It's amazing.
Yeah. The pottery shop is amazing.
Yeah. That as well. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
So anyway.
Pottery.
arise and go down to the Potter's house.
Yeah.
Not your dad's ex, but you know, the other Potter.
Yeah, over in Israel or something.
Yeah. And there I, God, will cause you to hear my words, but not till you get to the Potter's house.
Right. You got to go be at the Potter's house. Okay?
Are you there yet?
I'm sure.
Okay. Then I went down to the Potter's house.
Jeremiah went. He's going there. He went
there. And there he was, making something at the wheel.
I bet it was pottery.
Oh my God, I did not expect that. I'm sorry. You caught me. Yeah, okay. And the vessel, he was making a vessel.
Yeah.
That he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make.
Okay.
So basically the potter kept fucking up and then he would be like, God damn it. And then he would squish all the clay up.
That's the beauty about pottery, right? You can just redo it.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, I think where we're going with this is he's going to compare mankind to pottery. Like, I keep fucking you up. So I got to keep killing you and start over.
But you use the same clay with pottery, right?
Yeah,
you don't have to like throw it away or like.
He's going to melt us down, like, you know. Oh, that's funny because we just watched an episode of Doctor Who last night where the people were made out of like meltable plastic flesh stuff.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Same kind of thing. Okay.
Sure.
Clay. Yeah.
Meltable plastic. Got it.
Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord.
So he's comparing humans to pottery.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to do with
to
us
the potter.
What a potter would do to clay.
Yeah, he's like, I want to squish you up.
Okay.
Into a big ball.
I don't put you really want to be treated like clay.
I don't either.
I don't bend that way.
I ain't a pretzel. Look, says the Lord, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
Mm.
The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good with which I said I would benefit it.
Mm.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Mm-hmm.
The clay is fine, right? It's the potter that keeps fucking up.
Right.
So in this analogy, it sounds to me like
it's God's fault.
God made us to be shitty and then was sad that we're shitty.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
if you were just a better pottery maker, you know,
right?
We wouldn't have to be killed all the time.
Right.
Like, so it's really your fuck up.
Yeah. And why are you mad at us? We're just clay.
Yeah, we should actually be mad at you because you can't make us right.
Yeah. So, and you keep killing us.
Yeah. Because you didn't make us right.
Yeah.
That
be a better God.
Be a better potter. Yeah, be a better God.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's my stance.
I agree.
I also read some apologists that were like saying this is God asserting his power and saying that he can do with us as he pleases. And I'm like, sure he can.
But that's also kind of sick. Like,
but morally speaking, is it right?
Right. But I mean, like, to exclaim, to tell us how powerful you are over us, to show us how much you could kill us at any instance and destroy us at any instance is kind of just shitty behavior.
It is.
Like,
well, it's kind of like the Christians will say, Earth is our planet. God gave it to us. We can do whatever the fuck we want with it.
Oh, I hate that.
Yes, he did. And yes, it's ours. That's right. So is this what we do? We shit on the things that are given to us
because
we can?
Right. And the part I don't understand about that is that I grew up in a very religious part of the country,
mm-hmm.
in a very small town,
mm-hmm.
with lots of people. I mean, everybody that was around me was religious. And mm-hmm.
and super Boy Scout.
Yeah, and super. And I was in Boy Scouts. So, I mean, you know, like what I always heard from Christians in the 80s was that we should be stewards of the land, that we should take care of the land, that we should give back to.
And the Boy Scouts really upheld that too.
The Boy Scouts really upheld that too. Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't just Boy Scouts. It was this overall message. Like, and we, and back then, there was this whole campaign for give a hoot, don't pollute. Right. And, you know, we seemed to care more about our environment at that point.
I'm going to push back on that a little bit.
Okay.
I think maybe in your community, even your part of the country, mm-hmm. yes. But I won't say America as a whole, because where I grew up at the same time that you were a child hearing yeah. those messages,
right.
I was also around Republicans, much like you, but the Republicans I was around were all saying, oh my God, all this don't litter bullshit.
Well, and to be fair, I might have a skewed view because I had liberal parents. And even though I grew up in a Republican area, I wasn't, when I was younger, I wasn't as exposed to those right. ideas. So
right.
I could have a skewed point of view here as well.
Okay. Well, I can't speak for how it was in this part of the country because I wasn't here then.
Right.
I just know that, like, my sister was a big advocate of the don't litter and save the whales and all those, you know, liberal causes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And my parents made hardcore fun of her.
Mm.
I was indifferent at the time, but my sister was very much taken with, you know, take care of nature and you know, save the animals. And, you know, like you said, give a hoot, don't pollute. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Right.
You know, the Star Trek 4 movie was all about saving the whales and preserving animals before they all go extinct due to our terrible stewardship of the planet.
Yeah.
And my parents, and so their friends like them, they did not like that program. They thought that that was stupid and, you know, they would roll their eyes.
Well, I think they're stupid.
I do too. I'm just saying, like, I would not say that was all Republicans, but certainly the ones that I was around.
Sure.
So I don't know how it was in the States in the 80s.
Right. And like I said, I don't know that I have a overarching view of how that went down either because I was younger. So,
right.
You know, I'm not maybe the best judge. So
neither of us are.
Right.
Because I wasn't in America at the time.
Well, so. And we were both younger.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we didn't have a worldly view. You know, right. We had our narrow community view.
Sure. So. Sure. So anyway, yeah, if something belongs to you, you are free to do with it as you please. And you can be as mean to it as you want because you're in charge of it.
I disagree. Like, on well, more than just that, like, you...
No, the fact is, you can, but it's right. should you,
right.
though.
Right,
are you a moral being or aren't you, is the question.
No, this is why we no longer think it's okay to beat your dog or,
right.
you know, beat your kids or, you know, like...
Cockfights are illegal.
Right, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right,
so that's why we don't ascribe to those ideas anymore.
I cannot believe that I said cockfights are illegal and you made no comment about the cocks in question.
I didn't.
Are you aware of cockfights?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't think that the word cock is funny in any... Wait, no. I'm the child. I forgot. Okay. I got to tell you a cock story.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I lived in San Antonio, Texas mm-hmm. for a bit.
Yeah.
And cockfights were a big thing there.
I think someone probably just won bingo.
Probably.
Yeah.
And well, I'm just right now I'm speaking of roosters.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
it's just that you stopped on cocks, you know. So
I did. I said, let's talk about cocks.
Right.
Yeah. Well, my boyfriend at the time's family, they were from a heavy cockfighting culture. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really understand all of that because I wasn't from Texas. I wasn't from the U.S., basically. I wasn't part of that whole thing.
Sure.
But, yeah, there was a whole underground. Like, they raised chickens and roosters for these things.
Mm.
And so I was around it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Cockfights. How okay. about that?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Because, you know, you hear about cocks and... You don't think rooster at first. So I was just imagine men standing in front of each other battling with their penises, you know?
I mean.
Right? And I'm like, what are the dynamics of this? I need more details.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, are they flaccid? Are they hard? Like, are they just, do they take turns beating each other with it? Are we talking about, like, teabagging? Like, how low can you go? Like,
right. Yeah, yeah.
How, what is the fight? How does it work?
I honestly, you'll have to, well, I don't know.
Anyway, just because you can do a thing doesn't mean you should.
Definitely.
Okay, back to the Bible.
Right, yeah.
Now, therefore, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster. I'm fashioning a disaster.
Yeah.
And devising a plan against you fucks.
Hmm.
Return, obviously, I added the word fucks.
Obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Just in case anybody
generally,
thought I was.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The fuck is not in the Bible anywhere.
It should be, though.
It is
would,
now.
It would make it so much more fun.
Anybody that listens to this podcast knows it's in there, you know, somewhere. From your reading, yes. Your version, many times.
Yes. So. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. So he's like, stop doing good because stop doing bad. Oopsie. White out. Stop doing bad because I am fashioning
a disaster.
I'm making a tornado right now. Speaking of which, we're in Ohio and we're expecting tornadoes tonight.
He's fashioning a disaster for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're supposed to get like lime size hail and 60 mile an hour winds, possibly tornadoes. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fun, it's scary. Wee! Yeah. I say that, and the last time that tornadoes like tore through Dayton.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was
we had 21 tornadoes.
Yeah, and North Dayton was like decimated, and that was like only months after the Oregon District shooting.
Right.
So, yeah. North Dayton has had it rough.
I still remember that night was weird when the tornadoes came through. We looked at our house. We were in south, said we were south of Dayton at the time.
Yeah.
And we looked out and the lightning was just unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never seen anything like it before.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah.
Hopefully we don't get hit with lime size hail though. We had somebody on Discord share some pictures with us about what that does to your cars and things.
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Let's not do that. Pray for us. Okay. And they said, the people, when they heard what God said, they were like, that is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans and we will, everyone, obey the dictates of his evil heart. We decided being good's too hard. We're just going to keep on purpose being bad.
Hold on. This is Jeremiah telling them this, right?
Uh-huh.
None of them liked Jeremiah.
Right.
So, like,
Do you think anybody walked up to Jeremiah and was like, that's too hard, so I'm just going to keep being evil?
No, I absolutely don't think that was ever said. They might have said, fuck off, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you're a party pooper. Yeah. You're a real naysayer.
But no one said those words. That's ridiculous.
It's too hard to be good.
No.
I just love being bad.
I hate it when they say that that's what was said because you know that that's not what was said.
I'm going to follow my evil heart, husband. Okay?
All right.
Next time I decide to, like, take the last Dr. Pepper or, like, I don't know. Other evil things that I do. I'm just going to say, I'm sorry. I was just following my evil heart. You know how I be. Yeah. Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask now among the Gentiles, who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. That whore, that prostitute. I'm adding those words.
All right.
Because he's always calling, you know, a whore.
Yeah.
So, that whore. Will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing waters be forsaken for strange waters?
This mean they're moving?
Wait, will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field?
I feel like there's a question there with regard to...
Cold flowing waters be forsaken? Well, the cold flowing waters are...
Mountain waters.
Well, yes, but it's also he's referred to himself before as the fresh water and the fountain. Hmm. He has.
Yeah,
As opposed to, like, when you go to these other lands, you're going to be in strange waters.
Okay.
And, you know, the cistern is empty, that thing.
Sure.
So this is, I think, part of that again, but I'll confirm
it's
that.
It's worth checking into. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. What the fuck water is you talking about, bro?
Right, right.
Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways and not on the highway. You know, the highway to hell?
Yeah, heaven.
Heaven. Yeah. Heaven. I am on the highway to hell. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But they are on the good gold block, the yellow brick road to heaven.
Got it.
Yeah. To make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Hissing.
Okay.
That's what
hissing.
It says they're making a perpetual hissing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So I was hissing.
Got it.
Yeah. You didn't like it?
No.
Oh. Look, you too. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity.
But boom. He showed Moses the back and not the face. So yeah. Like, and he liked Moses.
He's like, talk to the hand as well as the ass.
Right. Yeah.
I can't with you people.
He lately, like in Isaiah and Jeremiah, he's acted like he talks to these people.
Right.
But then we're hearing about this from prophets, right?
Yeah.
Who are supposedly the people that he's actually talking to.
Who are not liked or respected or loved or listened to by the people in their community.
But he tells these prophets to say things like, tell them that I told them all. And I'm like, wait. No, you can't tell somebody else to tell them that you told them something that you didn't fucking tell them because you told somebody else and then they didn't tell it right. Like you can't say you said something that somebody didn't hear.
And he's like, but I can though. And you are trying to argue logic with somebody who's clearly illogical.
Right.
So
yeah.
I mean, he's a petulant little baby.
He is.
Then they said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, blah, 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 and let us not give heed to any of his words.
So, okay, this actually makes my point, right?
Yeah.
They are not understanding that this is God saying this.
Right.
They are hearing Jeremiah talk some crazy shit.
Yeah.
They don't like
him. And then they're like,
fuck him.
Get him.
Yeah.
Get him. I don't like Jeremiah. Get him.
Yeah. I mean, he's sitting there telling them that they're all going to die. They probably think this fucker's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, why would you think that he's talking for God? Especially, you know, there are other prophets. There are other religious leaders that are telling them good things, right?
Yeah.
Why would you on purpose want to believe this guy?
I wouldn't.
Right. He's and also, he's kind of signed up for the camp that fucked over some of the other people in other towns.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. They don't like him.
Yeah.
And why would they listen to him?
So they're
why
like,
would God put the message of something so important in somebody who is going to piss everybody off?
Right.
That makes no sense.
God could just talk to everybody, but we've had this discussion.
Right. Yeah.
He just won't. He just won't. He's like, I shouldn't have to.
It's bullshit. Like,
no, you should have to.
Right.
You obviously do have to.
If you're going to kill people over the fucking consequences of this, you need to be able to say something to them directly and have them understand the consequences, understand what their actions will do at the very least. Even with that being said, I don't agree with the actions that you're going to take if they don't follow through with their side of things.
Right.
Because it's overstepping what you should. It's a overstep of a reaction.
Yeah.
Right? You are going way beyond.
I mean, basically you're saying fear me or die.
Right.
Those are your options. And you don't have any other choice in the matter. Fear me or die.
Right.
I guess I'll fear you.
If I'm even allowed to know that you actually said those things.
Right. Except that I never heard that message. So fear me or die. That sounds stupid. I don't want nothing to do with that message. Fuck off, Jeremiah.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, he's saying, give heed to me, O Lord. This is Jeremiah talking now.
Okay. Yeah.
and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. So now he's ratting those fuckers out.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He's a little tattletale, honestly.
He is. He is.
Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them. He's like, don't forget. Remember that time when I was like, please don't kill them. Now I'm saying, go ahead. Do kill them.
He wanted them to not kill all the Israelites. He's right. Always wanted them to kill the ones that were like pissed off at him.
Right. But now he's like, go ahead, get them all. I don't care. let's see. I spoke good for them to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore, deliver up their children to the famine. That's okay. Rude. All That's right. Rude.
Yeah.
And pour out their blood by the force of the sword. Let their wives become widows and bereaved of their children.
Wow.
What a dick face.
Yeah.
That's no, just I mean, mean.
This is just Jeremiah being a dick.
Yeah. Let their men be put to death. Their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have dug a pit to take me and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, you know all their counsel, which is against me, to slay me. Provide no atonement for their iniquity, nor blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. The end.
I feel like this is just some ancient dude who had anxiety issues and had a lot of power to say what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
And he was paranoid. Like, he was paranoid. All these people are going to try to kill him. And he's just like threatening everybody with God's wrath.
God's going to get you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And part of this is that, you know, he probably was able to see that there was some shit coming down the road, you know, like the enemies are coming and y'all are going to die. But he's invoking God as part of this power. And it's just the way he's saying this, the way he's delivering this message. I don't blame them for not liking this guy.
No, me neither.
He's a dick.
He is a dick.
And I'm not even talking about God now. That Jeremiah is a dick.
Well, moreover,
he's not a bullfrog. He's a dick.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I read some apologists that were saying, notice that he did not take his vengeance into his own hands. He turned it over to God.
Fuck
he
that
gets
shit.
Points for that.
Fuck that.
I do agree with you, but I do want to point out, yeah, that's a good note to remember. Let us as humans remember that God does not want us to take vengeance into our own hands, but to turn it over to him.
Yeah, which means God's going to take vengeance for somebody?
Well, no, not necessarily. It just means, hey, guys, don't go around saying, you're bad, so I'm going to kill you. I'm going to blow up abortion clinics. Oh. I'm going to kill people.
Please, crazy religious nuts, leave it up to God.
Yes, give it to God. That is your big thing. I'm reading your book here. An apologist made sure to point out what a grand thing it was that Jeremiah didn't take action on his anger and vengeance. He gave it to God. So everybody that wants to, you know, kill the queer community, You can feel that way. You're a dick and stupid and ignorant, but whatever. You're free to feel that way, right? But don't act on it. Turn it to your piece of shit God.
Right. Yeah, sure. Don't act on that shit, for sure.
Yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah, I know. This whole
chapter. Sorry, Jeremiah's a dick.
Jeremiah's a dick. God's a dick. Prophets are a dick. The book is a dick.
Right, yeah. And then we talked about cockfighting.
And cocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Jeremiah chapter 18.
It sure as fuck was.
Which means that we'll be back tomorrow with
Jeremiah chapter 19.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. God, stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep, we have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.